So today I've got the lovely Marie Walker with me of MCS Branding. And Marie has a branding and merch company over in Belfast. But first of all, I'll ask her to introduce herself to us.
Good morning, everybody. How are you, Joe? How's everything?
Great, thank you. Thanks for coming on. So Marie, tell us about your business as a whole. What is MCS Branding?
Okay, so MCS Branding, we are a family-owned business. We are merchandise suppliers. We are the actual suppliers. We don't just resell. So we are the workshop, the factory. We have all the products here. And we source, supply, make, manufacture all kinds of different branded merchandise, promotional products, clothing, gifts. And as I'm here to talk about Joe today, we have a specific part of the business that looks after print-on-demand customers, helping them create their own stores. We work with charities, we work with grassroots sports clubs, and we work with anybody that wants to create an additional income using print on demand, which, as Joe and I go on, we are big fans of the concept of print on demand, and you'll soon see why.
Absolutely. So I love this. I love the way that you work with charities. I mean, that says a lot about you as a company.
Oh, thank you.
It says a lot about you as a person, but it's helping. Is it helping people only in the Northern Ireland, or is it the whole of Ireland, or all over the place?
Oh no, goodness, no. We're based in Northern Ireland, but that's just geography. The print on demand is a concept that is known worldwide. It's probably bigger in America at the moment, but massively growing UK. So we supply companies all over the world, UK-based companies that want to send their products. We'll send it from our base here in Northern Ireland, but we actually also work for companies that are based abroad, America, Australia being the two that come to mind, that want to supply to UK-based businesses as well. So on-demand is very, very clever and very, very flexible. So yeah, no, we deal with all over the world, sending to and receiving from.
That is amazing. The world's getting smaller, isn't
Yeah, it is.
Oh my goodness. So before we go into the whole logistics of how that can happen, what made you decide, okay, we have a traditional merch store where people come to us and say, I want 50 t-shirts with this on, or 500, or whatever. What made you decide to go to the more one by one version of working with print on demand?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a specific moment in time, really, if I'm honest. So we are a family business. I run this with my husband. He looks after the production. I tend to do this kind of more forward placing things. But we are a family with two now grown up children. I'm going to try and keep this brief because it's like 20 something years ago. So once upon a time, when our little boy was 7, he played for a rugby team and my husband was coaching. And at the time, well, anybody, this is why I'm quite passionate about working with charities and grassroots sports club from a fundraising aspect, because anybody that has worked for, volunteered, coached with those kind of organizations, there is never enough money. There are a million and one things to do, and everybody involved gets involved in everything. Volunteers do not need another job to do, but always trying to raise money. So we realized that there was a way for us to use, because we've been doing this for 30 years now, we found that there was a way for us to be able to take our experience in merch printing and embroidery and all those things, and we had the machinery to do it here ourselves. And because technology was now available in such a way for us to be able to offer the rugby club a platform that would allow them to basically sell their t-shirts, hoodies, and make some money. And print on demand works in such a way that you don't have to buy the stock up front, so it wasn't going to cost the club anything. The volunteers didn't have to manage the orders, we were doing it all. All they had to do was make the products available for sale to the mums and dads like me, who was looking for a hoodie and a t-shirt at Christmas for my son and couldn't get one anywhere. That was another prompter, because I realised that there were definitely other parents out there like me, and the club could be raising funds by just selling us what we wanted. But once you had that all in place, the volunteers don't have to do anything. They were just sitting back and making sure everybody knew that the shop existed. That's the only thing they had to do. And then the supporters would buy the things they wanted for their children, for the game days, for presents, for Christmas, all that kind of thing. And it helped the club raise funds. And that took us down a path of here we are, some many years later, still advocating for print on demand, still trying to offer this product, platform, sorry, to anybody that wants it to help them raise some money, essentially.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. And you have been able to take it wider now
Yes.
with Ponty. That's fantastic. And oh my God. That's fantastic. And you've been able to make it wider now and start working with me on Pod 123. And we will talk about that in a separate episode because we could talk about that for hours, I'm sure. But now you're able to help people who aren't necessarily in a school environment or a sports club environment or a charity environment, but people like myself and like many others who I work with who have their own businesses and would like a little side hustle, or maybe they're in full-time employment and would like a side hustle, or maybe it could become their main thing, or they could use it to promote their existing thing.
Yes.
Got so much opportunity, hasn't
Yeah,
it?
it really is. Yeah. And I love that. I love the fact because I mean we invested in some tech some sorry. Yeah. I love that. And we invested in technology that allowed us to be able to offer all of those. We call them our store owners. And the reason we call them our store owners is because they have their own online e-commerce platform. It's a website. They can use our information. I'm sorry, I'm gonna start that again. Yeah, and I love being able to offer that to basically anybody that needs it. We were able to invest in some software that enables us to be able to give whoever needs it, be it the charity or, like you said, the business owner, they create their own e-commerce online store. And the way it works is that when those products are in that store, we receive the order at source. So there's absolutely no admin involved. So there's all different types of businesses that can take advantage of that because when we're running our business, we're all busy doing a million different things and we might want to have a merch range, but the thought of actually having to do all the work to it puts us off. So there's that extra advantage. No, you don't have to go to the post office with the orders. You just leave it all to us.
Amazing.
Every part of it is done at source from our platform, and it's free. The platform is free. There are no hosting fees. There are no commissions that you have to pay us. There are no monthly costs. It's all covered within the product costs that the customer pays for. So you at no point have to pay anything for the products. The customer is buying it at the checkout just like they would any other e-commerce transaction. And it's so easy to offer that then to anybody. We have gym owners, we have dog walkers, we have franchise owners that then give that platform to their franchisees to be able to come and order merch so that they don't have to deal with it. There are so many aspects to this. Basically, I'm a strong believer if you have a business, then you have a merch range in you. And it's so much easier to do now with print on demand. You don't have to figure out what people might want. If they don't like it, just take it off the platform and put a different one on. It's
That
that simple.
is amazing. So there's no wastage at all. It's not
No.
like you're investing in your 50 mugs, 500 mugs, or whatever, and then nobody buys them. So eventually you get sick of dusting them and you put them away. That is incredible, isn't it?
No boxes to have to store. So it works really well if, like, we have a personal trainer, we have a couple of personal trainers actually, and they don't work from premises. So they've been put off the thought of having their own range of workout gear because they had nowhere to store the boxes and they didn't want them at home. So print on demand is perfect for them. It moves with them wherever they go. All they have to do is show people their own website. People order from it and their customers get sent the product straight to them. So there's no storage, no, like I said, no trips to the post office. But the second advantage of that is they now have people working out in their branded products. So they're walking about advertising that personal trainer, that gym. And this is, I think, a hidden aspect some business owners don't appreciate about having their own merch range. We can help on both sides of that, obviously, but print on demand specifically, it's that thing that allows them to be able to. I mean, if we have a life coach who, it's not about her logo, it's not about her branded products. She has a range of like motivational quotes on her mugs, t-shirts, and water bottles. And that works perfectly with her business and what she's about and what she wants to say. And in the meantime, the people that buy it are advertising her business for her. It gives her something else to talk about on her social media. Marketing at its best, because it fits perfectly and aligns with what she is and what she wants to say. So yeah, it's just a, I think it's a brilliant aspect of print on demand that I wish more people kind of knew about. So I kind of shout about it quite loudly.
Absolutely. From my point of view, because I too have been doing print on demand for quite a while, I always feel like the hardest part of it is letting people know it's not too good to be true. Do you have that issue?
I have it all the time because people don't have to buy a thing up front. It is quite hard sometimes for people to get their head around this aspect of, but how can you sell it if it's not already printed? So there is a conversation, but once they've grasped that fact, they all have the same light bulb moment of, why not? Wow, this is like, there's no downside to this. This is, I mean, how many business opportunities do you have where there is zero risk? That's the thing. There's no financial risk. Yes, you are going to have to spend some time to set it up. Yes, you are going to have to spend some time in getting your products right, making sure that it's what your customers want to buy. You can't just slap any old thing. It still needs to be something that's attractive and people actually want to be wearing and using. So, but the people can get a little bit too caught up in overthinking that as well. You'd be surprised once you know what you're aligned with your followers, your business, what they need, what they want. You put your design on it, your slogan. You know, sometimes it's just simple text, and sometimes they're really the best sellers because people love simple as well. So people tend to overthink it and think there's got to be this massive design aspect to it, that they have to be techie, that they have to be artistic. None of that is true. If you are, brilliant. You do the thing that suits your customers. But there is a merch range in every single business, even if it's just slogans and text, because that aspect of it is always on trend. There's always a slogan out there
Absolutely.
in the social media, in the bigger, wider world. And literally with print on demand, you can take that slogan, make it work for your business, slap it on a t-shirt and a hoodie, put it out there amongst your audience, and you're selling it. And that might be a thing that only lasts a couple of weeks. Then you take it down again.
Yeah, well,
Easy.
you can trial things, can't you? Because it's not costing you to put each product on or anything. So you can trial it. If it flies, great. If it doesn't, maybe tweak it and put something else on or change it.
Definitely. And we get that aspect quite a bit as well. People that aren't too sure whether a design or a color or a product is going to run, so they'll put it on as a print on demand item, and then when it is flying and it is doing well, then they'll come and they'll purchase maybe a stock quantity of it. So that's what works really well when you have both sides of what we do, because you can then, if you want to order a bulk quantity, you can still do that with us as well. So yeah.
That's incredible. So the products you have, is it mostly t-shirts and clothing and sports clothing, or can you do really obscure things as well?
Yeah, I mean the most popular with print on demand continue to be the t-shirts, the hoodies, but the mugs and the water bottles, they're forever popular as well. We are expanding our range as the for us, we do have access to thousands, tens of thousands of different types of products that can be printed or embroidered or etched or whatever the decoration process is, because that's what we do. And in some cases, that does need to have a certain quantity, which doesn't sit with the print on demand concept, because the idea is nobody should have to buy stock up front. So that means that stock range of what we call blanks, because you take the blank, we take the blank off our shelves, decorate it with whatever the shop has ordered, and ship it out. So those blanks have to be able for us to manufacture, print, process in singles. Otherwise, it doesn't, it doesn't work. But you can take advantage of all parts of our business. And if you did want to have something more obscure, then we can certainly source and supply that for you. You can still have it in your store, but we maybe just have had to do that in a small stock quantity first. But that's another advantage of having MCS as your print shop as well. But there are some quite obscure things, and we are trying to expand the range. No, not trying. We are expanding the range that's going to be available as blanked, because as technology moves on, as the print processes evolve, how we print and the different, there's so many different methods of printing, and some of them suit better for singles, but that is evolving all the time as well. So what we print, how we print, and when that becomes available to do as singles, we just add those products in as well. So it's constantly evolving. All, which is quite exciting, actually.
It is. I love something you just said, embroidery on demand, etching on
Yes.
demand. I mean, that's next level.
Yeah, no, it is. And because we have set our workshop up in such a way that our machines will work on single products, some products will lend themselves to that better. That's all. But we are able to offer those, and it is coming into the platform that we offer the print on demand. I say print on demand because that's what everybody understands, but here we actually call it merch on demand.
Oh, MOD.
Yeah, that's how we refer to it here, because it isn't just print and it isn't just clothing. So we call it merch on demand. Same aspect, same concept, singles, ones. We're just trying to get ourselves set up, get the platform set up so that the store owner can set up their embroidery or set up their etching in as simple and as straightforward way as they do when it's print. So that's just taking a little bit of work in the background, but it is coming. Yes.
That's amazing. That's so exciting. As a store owner, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So one of the benefits that I found is that because the platform itself, because having the store itself is free, it means that I can have a store linked to what it is I do, my branded stuff. But also I can have a random store about something that just lights my candles and makes me giggle.
Yeah.
And that nobody knows that's my store even, but it's out there and it's doing its thing. And I love that. I love that concept. I could have 10 stores if I wanted to. It's just taking the time to actually put the products
Yeah.
on there. And that's incredible.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, we made a conscious decision that the platform itself was never going to have cost to it.
Amazing.
It's kind of important to us, especially when we're working with the charities and we want it to be a fundraising tool. We don't want there to be any obstacles or blockages for them having access to the products, having access to this fundraising tool. So we made the decision a long time ago. This was always going to be free. The way print on demand works, I'll just if it's shall I just give a brief
That would be
explanation
a
of that,
really good
Jane?
idea for those people who are new to the podcast and new to the channel. I'd love that. Thank you.
Okay, so just briefly, so the reason you don't have to buy any stock up front with print on demand is, so with us, there's an e-commerce platform. The products are created digitally on the platform. When the customer purchases, as far as they're concerned, it's just another e-commerce website. When they purchase it, we receive the order. Then we'll take We now know that the customer has ordered, for example, black t-shirt, size large, and we know what the print is that's going to go on it. So we process that and we ship it out to the customer. But the customer will have purchased that at a retail price. So let's give an example. They purchased a t-shirt for £20. When the store owner looks at the order, they will see a wholesale cost of £10 and their profit of £10. Because essentially, we have set all the prices for the blank products to include our profit margin. That's how we make a living. So there's no fees for the platform itself.
Amazing.
In the purchase of the product is our profit margin, which is why when you sell a product, the profit is all yours. It's 100% your profit. We've already set our profit margin in the cost price of the item. We don't take anything else. So you sell the product for whatever you choose to in your store, you have complete control over that, and that is 100% yours. So if you wanted to sell a t-shirt for £30, £40, £50, it's only ever going to cost you £10 at our wholesale price. So that's why it's beautiful from a fundraising perspective. You have complete control in exactly the same way as if you were doing a standard e-commerce website. You still have to pay for the item. So that's sometimes the concept that people find difficult to wrap their head around. It's still getting paid for. You're not getting this for free. It's just that your customer is paying for it as they buy it. You deduct your profit. We deduct the cost of creating it and printing it. And your customer gets it and they are none the wiser because they've paid the price that they're happy with. So
And you
win-win for everyone.
straight to them.
Yeah, we ship it straight to them. They will enter their information at the checkout just like any other e-commerce website. So we know it's Mrs. Smith going to High Street and she wants a large black t-shirt with a certain print on it. So we process that. It comes out of our production, goes straight into a mail sack and out to that customer. Yeah.
Amazing. So, say I wanted to go a little bit above and beyond, and I wanted to do something a bit fancy schmancy. Because I'm dealing direct with you instead of going through a third party like a company like Shopify or something like that,
Yeah.
is that possible?
Absolutely. Yeah, we love hearing everybody's ideas and we will do our best to work with that and facilitate that. It might mean it comes off the range of products that are currently available for you to work on, which means we have to do something in the setup, but that's all. It's all possible because it is what we do. It just means it's not there in the setup that you have available in your shop to work with. Because it might just be slightly more technical, or it might be a different print process, or something that we need to handle and set up. But once that's done, which we're more than happy to do, it's done and it's ready and it's available to buy. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
We love a challenge.
I love that. I love that there's that connection there. We're not
Yeah.
like five places removed from you. That is brilliant. That is one of the main USPs for this, really.
Yeah.
Something I do want to ask you about is something that caused a bit of a headache for everybody in e-commerce that's sold to Europe that happened
Oh,
last year.
yes.
So GPSR,
Mm-hmm.
the general product safety regulations, everybody panicked. But it just so happens that however many years ago, you, because we can tell by your wonderful Northern Irish accent that you moved to Northern Ireland, that's forward planning.
Well, yeah.
Please, can you explain why your geographical location is so incredibly lucky and fortuitous for this?
It is strangely a massive advantage for people that want to sell into Europe. Who knew? I'm not going to say Brexit was worth it for this reason alone, but let's just go back a few steps. So, if you have lived on Mars, you may have missed the fact that in the middle of all the Brexit hoo-ha, Ireland and Northern Ireland was a major headache because we live on one piece of land and half of that is Europe and the other half isn't. So it caused a bit of an issue. And there's a whole, I'm not even going to go into what has to be put in place. There is paperwork that we have to still do. But there is a major advantage for us being in Northern Ireland because we're still part of the UK. But customs and shipping has always been something that we have been able to process easier than people on the UK mainland because they have to make Ireland accessible to us. And by making Ireland accessible to us, they make Europe accessible to us. But we are still part of the UK legally, legislatively, and all of those things. So, but when GPSR came in, which, beautifully timed, I think it was a week before Christmas or something like that. And in its wisdom, Europe decided that if you wanted to sell products into Europe, there's a whole legislative process that you have to go through. And that was the GPSR. It's like I describe it as like GDPR, but for products, essentially.
Right.
And it is a whole pile of paperwork. I say that, I don't mean a whole pile of paperwork. You have to have a certain pieces of paper available. If you are sending into Europe and there is an investigation and something goes wrong with that product, there is a process of being able to trace that back to the manufacturer, which means you have to have certain pieces of paper in place and they have to be held by a responsible person. And this is in the legislation, and you have to have this person holding your documentation so that it's easy for the investigations to go down the path back to the provider easily. And the thing that was causing so much problem was that this responsible person has to be in Europe. Why not? So that was causing a problem, and a lot of UK-based sellers that were selling into Europe were just taking themselves out of the marketplace because they didn't have a person in Europe to use. Obviously, why would you? Like, you're selling on Etsy, you're selling on Amazon. Why would you have a European base? Of course you didn't. So a lot of people remove themselves. The massive advantage that you have with us, for some reason, when it comes to this legislation specifically, they've decided that Northern Ireland is part of Europe. Therefore, we are automatically the responsible person for you if you choose to sell into Europe. We hold your documentation. We hold all the pieces of paper that say this product is safe, etc., etc. And there are other pieces of legislation you have to adhere to, but we can work all that. There's pieces of the shipping information has to hold certain information, the packaging, all that kind of thing. But we can facilitate all of that. But most importantly of all, we act as the responsible person when and if an investigation comes down the line. We have all of that in place, and we act on your behalf, and it's all done, and you don't have to do anything else, essentially. We will have to ask you a couple of questions so that your documentation is all up to date, but then we hold it in place for you. It's very, very simple for us to do. Otherwise, I know what people have had to do is agencies have set themselves up to act as a responsible person and people having to pay them to do that. So that's just another service that we're able to offer because we're in situ to be able to do it for you.
That is amazing. And of course, you are doing the packaging, you are shipping out. So yeah, that just takes the weight off. It really
Oh, it's
does.
a massive, it still is, I think, a massive headache. And I think a lot of smaller sellers, especially, kind of like couldn't deal with the potential problems, didn't want to, oh no, the too much stuff to have to read, I'm out kind of thing, which is such a shame. Because even if they took that agency up on there and used them, it's actually really quite a straightforward process, especially when you are looking at the kind of things that go through print-on-demand, t-shirts, hoodies, mugs. This is essentially safety regulations for something that might go wrong, that might explode when the buyer receives it, so they can trace it back to the manufacturer. You know, harm or damage being occurring from a t-shirt or a hoodie is so beyond slim that the likelihood of this ever happening, and that may be something that the sellers are relying on, it's never going to happen, so I don't have to have this in place. But you do. You do. It's a bit like GDPR. You can't have it after the act has occurred. Somebody might come to you at some point and ask to see your paperwork, and if you don't have it, there is a fine. So yeah, set it all up, have it in place. It's just much easier, and carry on selling into Europe. That's what I say.
Amazing. Amazing. Marie, it has been wonderful. Thank you
Thank
so much. I've worked with you a while and I haven't learned so much myself.
you.
So this has been really, really good.
Thank you.
So do you have one last parting shot? Where would people find you? What's your website for a start?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we tend to try and place ourselves everywhere that print-on-demand people might be. So we have a website, www.mcsbranding.co.uk, nice and simple. You can find me and MCS Branding on LinkedIn. We're both on Facebook as well. MCS Branding is on Instagram. And I am stepping my toes into the Pinterest game, but you know, that's very popular with print on demand, people seeking out that extra side hustle. So stepping our toe in that water as well. But essentially, email us straight from the website. We've got contact forms. Get in touch with me on LinkedIn. We try and make it easy for you to get hold of us for sure. Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Thank you. Bye.